Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Peya, Perik Zayin Mishnah Vav. Kerem Revai, or Kerem Revai, as some people would pronounce it. What does it mean? Revi means four, it means fruit that grows on a tree during the fourth year after it was planted. What's the din with that fruit? It has the same halacha as Maaser Sheni. That means that the owner has to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. What about fruit during the first 3 years after you plant a tree that you can't eat at all? That's Arla. It's Aser Bechila, it's Aser Bahana. But the fourth year of the tree, the fruit has to be brought to Yerushalayim, and if you can't, you can be paid it, you can redeem it, just like Maaser Sheni, bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy the food over there. By the way, Kerem Revai is not just with a Kerem. It's true for Peretz of any tree. But because we're talking about the halachis of Peret and Oilus, which is by grapes, and Memela, we're talking about Kerem Revai also. So Zakta Mishnah, Kerem Revai. We have here a Kerem that has grapes that grew in year number four. Beisham Yemin, the Beisham say that if the Baalim want to redeem this, they don't want to take it to Yerushalayim, Ein Loi Chaymish, you do not have to add a fifth, but you could redeem it for its actual value. Why would I think that you would have to add a fifth? Well, we're comparing it to Maaser Sheni. And by Maaser Sheni, when you redeem it, you have to add a fifth. If I have Maaser Sheni, again, what's Maaser Sheni? The first and second year after a Shemitah cycle, I give Maaser Rishon. That goes to the Levi. And I also have Maaser Sheni, which has to be brought to Yerushalayim. During the third year, Maaser Sheni is replaced with Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, once again, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Seventh year, Shemitah. When I have Maaser Sheni, and it's too much for me, I can't take all the payers to Yerushalayim, so I redeem it for money, and I bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then I buy food in Yerushalayim according to the halachis of Maaser Sheni. By Maaser Sheni, the pasuk says, Beferish, Vim Goyal Yigal Ish Mi Maaser. If you want to redeem it, Chamishisa Yosef Olav. You have to add a fifth. Zakta Beishamai, that's for Maaser Sheni, but not for Kerem Revai. When you bring your Kerem Revai, you do not have to add a fifth. Furthermore, Ve'ein Loi Bir, unlike Maaser Sheni, there is no Chiev to take it out of your house when the Pesach of the fourth year comes. The din is once every 3 years, a person is mechuyev to take out from his rishus all of the trumais and the mice rice that he owes for the past 3 years. If it's still by him, he has to get it out of the house. You have to give it to the kayan and to the levi, truma to the kayan, mice to the levi, mice only to the poor people. Could be he separated it already, but if he didn't give it yet, you have to give it now. He also has to be mevayer from the world. You have to totally destroy any Maaser Sheni that he has, if he can't bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it. When is this Zman Habir? Similar to the way you have to Mevayr Chametz, it's Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Fourth year meaning after Shemitah. Zokta Beishamai, that may be true for Maaser Sheni, but it's not true for Kerem Revai. There's no din that you have to get it out of your house then. You can leave it in your house and just eventually bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it. Beis Hillel Aimrim, the Beis Hillel say, Yeshloi. No, Kerem Revai does have Chaimish. If you redeem it, you do have to add a fifth. And it does have beer, just like Maaser Sheni. Kerem Revai and Maaser Sheni have the same halachas. They learn Gzeir Shavar from Maaser Sheni. By the Paris of the fourth year, it says, V'shana HaRevias Yekal Piryai Kodesh Hilulam Lashem. And by Maaser Sheni, we also find, V'chal Maaser Oretz Mizera Oretz Mipriya Eitz Lashem Hu Kodesh Lashem. The Basil used this Gzeirah Shavah, the same word Kodesh that appears by Kerem Revai, and the Kodesh that appears by Maaser Sheni to make the connection. And just like Maaser Sheni, if you want to redeem it, you have to add a fifth, and you have this beer, this Chiev, to get it out of your house by the deadline. Same is true for the Peiros of the fourth year. The Beis Shammai do not darshan this Gzeirah Shavah. They don't learn one from the other. Viter says, the Mishnah, the Beis Shammai say, Kerem Revai, when it comes to the grapes of year number four of the tree, yesh loy peret, you have the halachis of peret, individual grapes that fall to the ground belong to the poor people. The yesh loy oilalais, it has the din of oilalais. If the cluster does not have the normal shape, like we discussed earlier, It goes to the poor people. V'haniyim, the poor people that take the peret and oilos of kerem revai, poidin liatzma. They're going to have to redeem it for themselves, unless, of course, they want to take it to Yerushalayim. Whereas u'beis hillel aimer, the beis hillel say, kule legas, it all goes into the wine press. And you have to be careful how we touch these words. The beis hillel say that all of the peret, all of the oilos, and all of the other grapes that are not peret and oilos, it all belongs to the Baal. They can take all their grapes and send it to the wine press. Gas is the wine press. They make wine out of it. You don't have to leave peret and oilos for the aniyim from the fourth year, from the kerem revai. The basil, as we already know, say what's true for Maaser Sheni is true for kerem revai. Let's go to step two. The basil hold that Maaser Sheni is called mamon gevoya. It's not yours. It's like hegdish. So the aniyim have no chelik over there. And memela, the whole din of peret or oilos, is not negeya on year number four of the tree. It doesn't belong to the aniyim, just like it doesn't belong to you. Rather, you put it all into the wine press, then either take the wine up to Yerushalayim or be paidet. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, we learned about Kerem Revai, grapes that grow on a tree during the fourth year of the tree. The first 3 years is Arla, that's with every tree. And also with every tree, the fourth year, it's called Revai. That means, basically, like Maaser Sheni. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim or redeem it. The Bishamis say it's not totally like Maaser Sheni, although it is like Maaser Sheni that you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim or redeem it and bring the money up to Yerushalayim and buy the food over there, according to the halachis of Maaser Sheni. But by Maaser Sheni, when you redeem it, you have to add a fifth. Say the Bishamite, not by Kerem Revai. Maaser Sheni is included in the mitzvah of beer. Kerem Revai is not. What does beer mean? Once every 3 years, a person is obligated to remove from his reshus all of the trumais and all of the maisrais from the past 3 years. What goes to the kayin goes to the kayin, to the levi to the levi, to the ani to the ani. And he has to literally destroy the maaser sheni that he still has if he can't bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it. The zman habir, we said, is, do you remember? Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Fourth year meaning fourth year after Shemitah. According to the Beis Shammai, there's beer for Maaser Sheni, but not for Kerem Revai. The Basil say that you do add a chaimish when you redeem the Kerem Revai, and the mitzvah of beer does apply to Kerem Revai the same way it would apply to Maaser Sheni. The Beis Shammai say, look at those grapes of the fourth year. Single grapes that fall to the floor. Unusual clusters. Goes to the poor person. Regular halacha of peren oilos. The poor people, they have to redeem it or bring it to Yerushalayim. The basil say the kerem revai is the same as Maaser Sheni, and the basil hold Maaser Sheni is considered like hegdish, mum and gevaya, and therefore the aniyim don't have any peren or oilos from the fourth year grapes. Rather, with the fourth year grapes, everything, the individual grapes, the oilos grapes, it all goes into the wine press. There is no peret or oilos for the aniyim from this year. Let me ask you something. What about leket, shikha, peya? Do you have that during the fourth year? So the Rambam says the same machlokes you have in regard to peret and oilos also applies to the other matnas aniyim. The Beis Shammai would say it belongs to the aniyim, and the Beis Hillel would say that it does not.